Here it is, golf. For you golfers, golf permitted under strict safety guidelines provided by the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity and when ensuring that social distancing is followed. Let's talk about that with Teddy Greenstein. He wrote a great article about it today in the Chicago Trib. Teddy, thanks for being on WGN with me.
My pleasure, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay. Are you a golfer? Is golf one of your things?
Guilty as charged. I love it. I play about once a week. I've been at the Trib since 1996. For the first 10 years, I played every public course I could find. And then I got the gig as a golf writer, and then I get invitations to.
Go ahead, Teddy. I'm sorry. I was just saying that's amazing that you got the gig to cover golf when you're such a big golf. I'm like, wow, how does that happen? That's amazing.
Yeah, I've gotten to cover the Masters, and then almost every year we have the BMW Championship out in the Chicago area. So, you know, Conway Farms, and it was at Cog Hill, and this year, if it happens, it's at Olympia Field. So this is obviously a great area for golf, and I know people are thrilled to get out there tomorrow. These courses are going to be a little wet, but hopefully they'll all be open.
Got a favorite?
Oh, I got a million favorites. But I think the Glen Club is certainly one. That's a public course. If people can afford it, it's fantastic. And shout out to my guys at the Merritt Club. I'm not a member, but they're nice enough to let me out there sometimes in Libertyville. So those are two of the many great ones out here.
It feels like you're lucky if you got a tee time because the weather's going to be super nice on Saturday. I think Skilling's calling for a high of 74, and there's going to be some sunshine. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow, I'm hearing all the tee times are taken. It's really hard to even get in right now.
1,000%. So, I mean, think about it. Normally, a course puts out groups every 10 minutes, right? And it's foursomes. Tomorrow, as long as this ordinance is alive, it's only twosomes at every 15 minutes. So that's only 8 players an hour. So it's kind of the extreme with social distancing. And I think it's a little bit overboard. I mean, I actually do kind of agree with the 15 minutes. I certainly understand why they're saying no carts because, you know, if people are walking, that means they're not touching a steering wheel and they're less likely to be close to each other. But I think the twosomes is a little extreme, and as a result, there's no doubt it is hard to get a tee time anywhere.
I heard some of the public golf courses are not even opening tomorrow. Have you heard anything about that? I had a friend who thought he had a tee time at a Chicago Park District public course, had gotten a tee time. They took their money online and then was told, I think yesterday, nope, you know what, we're not opening yet.
That's really tough to hear. And, you know, they've been, I got to say, the governor's office has not been good about sort of explaining. I attempted to talk to somebody and find out, you know, what the rationale was for twosomes and if it's possible that carts will be added in a couple weeks. And what about, what about courses like Waveland, you know, technically called Sydney Maravitz and all those city courses, Jackson Park, South Shore. And we can't get answers. So people are frustrated. I think it's been difficult with some courses to book just twosomes because they're not set up that way. And also the courses are not set up to only allow play every 15 minutes. So I think it is complicated. I also was in touch with one superintendent at a course up north. They got like 3 inches of rain, so they're not opening up Friday. So hopefully everybody who wants to play can play tomorrow. But I think it is a bit of a challenge at some places.
No question. And weren't they open? Am I remembering this wrong? But at the beginning, there were golf courses were open. They said, nope, we're going to close them. Wasn't there something like that?
Yeah, so they said no. Then they said yes. There was like a two-day reprieve in the middle of March. I went out and reported a story at the Village Links of Glen Ellen. They have an 18-hole and a 9-hole course out there. And there were 300 players. And then I was getting blamed for getting golf shut down because I was writing about, you know, it's the perfect pandemic sport. There's 300 players. Everybody's having a great time. But then, a couple of people were actually giving me a little credit for getting it reopened. I don't think I deserve blame or credit. I think other people can make those decisions. But
take the credit, not the blame, okay, Teddy?
Exactly,
that's the rule.
That's all right. I appreciate you. But there was a two-day stretch where golf was allowed, and then they came back and said no, and now they're coming back and saying yes. And that's really the trend around the country. By mid-May, the estimate is that like 78% of public courses will be open for play. It's really California and some spots in the Northeast that are still going to be shut down, but close to everywhere else, these governments are realizing it's a sport that can be played very, very safely, and it's good for the economy and the industry, and good for mental health, I think, for people to get out there, get some exercise, get some sunshine.
Yeah, I agree with you. The golfers I know who are great, you know, just love to golf. They just constantly do it. That's their mental outlet, right? That's what they do. So we all do different things. It's just fun. The other thing you point out in your article that's important to note here is, as we talk about restaurants and so many businesses trying to envision what reopening looks like and how that business model works within the world of social distancing. I heard from in your article, you point out that the golf world is kind of worried about this, that the economics don't really work too well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, think about just in Illinois alone, the golf industry employs over 50,000 people. So this is their livelihood. Now, it's great that there is golf starting on Friday. It's way better than having nothing. But, you know, as we mentioned, when you can only put out 8 players an hour and courses can't get revenue from the golf carts and there's very limited food and beverage, or in some cases none, and the driving ranges are closed, so courses are probably making, you know, 30% of the revenue that they would be in normal times. Again, 30% is a lot better than nothing. But let's hope that in a couple weeks, you know, we're talking about foursomes and maybe talking about single rider golf carts, which are probably pretty safe.
Hey, Zimmerman, didn't you say there was some special rule about betting that they made a special thing about?
Yeah.
There's something about that.
I saw, you know, former looper, Edgewood Valley Country Club. So
I love Edgewood Valley.
And I list my resume like they do when they have an expert on. So say I'm on the green and I, you know, nail my 18-foot birdie putt and I want to accept payment from my other opponent. What's the best way you would accept payment in these times?
Fortunately, I got lucky and won a few bets last time, and somebody offered me some cash, and I said, sorry, accepting only by Venmo, PayPal, and Zelle. So we're all getting accustomed to not reaching in our wallets. I don't think I literally haven't used cash, I'm sure like all of us, like in 6 weeks. I mean, you know, it's the last thing I want to do, even if it's like accepting a $20 bill that somebody else has touched.
That's so true, isn't it? It's like, oh, you know, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Even my sister did that to me the other day. I was like, she was dropping off food, and I said, well, here's $20. She said, no. And it wasn't because she didn't want the money. She wanted the money. She's like, you can Venmo it to me. Just go ahead and do it that way. It's like people don't.
Oh, that would be a great Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, Larry has to pay off his bets, so he offers to just hand out cash, and then nobody accepts it, and then he says the bets are paid off. I can totally see that.
It is so true. God, everything's changing. It's just the way we look at everything. I mean, geez. Teddy, I just appreciate your reporting. You do such a great job. And, you know, this is a weird time, but the golf is open tomorrow. So that's good.
Absolutely. Enjoy being with you so much. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
All right, you too. Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune. Check his work out. He also has a great article today about things to know about the NCAA's new endorsement rules about changing the face of college sports. So other stuff to check out.